Britfilm Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival, and this is an extract from the Berlinale Talent Masterclass entitled 2015 A Space Discovery, and it features filmmaker and 2015 Berlinale Jury President Darren Aronofsky talk about his celebrated film The Fountain and how the originality of this vision was constructed.
It was a long journey, the making of that movie. I think there were so many origin points, but I think a lot of these projects, they're more made as tapestries than they are directly told as stories. It was kind of constructed in a similar way that my first film, Pi, was, where there were just a lot of ideas that I was interested at the time, and just a lot of different things I was thinking about, and then just trying to pull them together and find the story within it. Sometimes you don't find the story till you are talking to the press afterwards and finally figure out what you were trying to say. It's true, right? You know, you can sit there and, you know, you think about themes and ideas, but then when it gets executed, there's something else happens in the making of it that changes it. And then it takes a while to figure out exactly what it is. There were so many things that were original. There was a road trip that took me through Chiapas and the Yucatan when I was 18 that got me interested in the Maya. And then there was reading Galeano. Do you know Galeano? The Uruguayan poet and historian. He wrote this great trilogy called Ring of Fire, I think it's called. Yeah, the three books, which was a big influence on how he interweaved little short stories and told it over a narrative. There was personal stuff in there, lots of that. And then there was also trying to do something with science fiction that hadn't been done. You know, the idea of this kind of a different type of look at space travel. So it was all this different stuff that was going on at the time that sort of brought it to life. I started working on The Fountain when I turned 30. And that's, I know it's a young age, but it's kind of the first time you go, oh, fuck, I'm 30. I'm not going to be 20-something forever. And you start to realize, oh, this aging thing is actually happening, you know. And at the same time, both my parents had a kind of bout with cancer. So there was a lot of mortality ideas floating around. So and it was just interesting how the West doesn't deal with any issues of dying. It's sort of been kind of wiped clean from our culture and replaced by Kim Kardashian. And in so many other cultures, it's a major spiritual practice. Even what Claudia said about there's no separation is such a bizarre concept for anyone who grows up in the West to sort of contemplate. So I thought that was interesting. And then also I thought it was interesting that no one had really, you know, Ponce de Leon is this huge figure in American history, but, and I mean the Americas when I say American history, but no one's really made a film about the Fountain of Youth and the search for the Fountain of Youth. And I thought, oh, that's what I consult to the studio. I won't tell them that it's actually a meditation on death. I'll tell them it's about a search for the Fountain of Youth, and maybe they'll give me money to make it. So yeah, I mean, it's been written a lot about, but there was kind of two. I kind of made the film twice. The first time I made it, I was 7 weeks out from shooting, and the movie star fell off, not to name names, and so it kind of collapsed, and then I had to reinvent it for a lot less money and make this version of it. And then actually there's a funny, I get a phone call when it fell apart from Sylvester Stallone, and he was like, hey, you want to come up and see me? And I was like, yeah, sure, you know, meet Sylvester Stallone, that's pretty cool. So I started hanging out with him, and I actually, while during that meeting, I came up with the idea for The Wrestler, which was an idea floating around, and he was, before Mickey, he was actually the guy I was thinking about writing it for. So that started, but then as I started to work on it, I realized that to create a whole new screenplay versus trying to figure out how to rewrite The Fountain for a much less number I was much closer to that, and I get, you know, 90% of filmmaking, I think, is persistence. You know, if you don't have a director, become a director. If you don't have a producer, become a producer, and eventually figure out how to get it done. So I decided to rewrite it, and I kind of stayed up for 2 weeks without telling anyone, not my producer or anyone, and I just rewrote it, figuring out, at that point I knew what everything cost because we were so close to shooting, so I knew where the problems were. And then I gave it to my producer, and he said, you know, you turned it from this kind of, action adventure movie more into a poem about death. And I was like, oh, that's kind of nice, and let's go try and make it. And so then many more hurdles later, we got it made. I think I'm weird in that I don't really make genre films, but I love genre films. So what I end up doing is kind of making perversions of genre films in a certain way. It's like, Black Swan, after the success of The Wrestler, was impossible to make because everyone was like, the studios and all the money was... I was saying, well, you know, the ballet fans don't want to see horror, and horror fans don't want to see ballet. So I was like, I don't know what I fucking do. And The Wrestler's not really a sports movie, you know, and Noah is really not a Bible movie. The Fountain is, but I don't know what genre you'd stick it in.
It's a reinvention.
I mean, I grew up in the age of video stores, so you know, there was the sci-fi, there was the science fiction area, and then there was the comedy area, and then there was the area I wasn't allowed to go because I wasn't 18. But, so it was always, that was always a big thing, but I never really figured out how to make something. And that's, you know, that's the pro, that's when it be, comes more difficult to make it, when it's not exactly fits into one of those patterns.
To listen to the full panel and other panel discussions from film festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.